The Lord's portion is his people, Deuteronomy 32:9. How did God's people become his possession? By his own sovereign choice, he chose and set his love upon them. This he did altogether apart from any goodness in them at the time or any goodness which he foresaw in them. He had mercy on whom he chose to have mercy and ordained a chosen people unto eternal life, so they are, in every sense of the word, his people. They're not only his by choice, but by purchase. He bought and paid for them with the most precious ransom, so his title to them as his property is without question. He didn't pay with corrupt things like gold and silver, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no mortgage on his property. No lawsuits can be raised by opposing claimants. The price was paid in open court, and the saints are the Lord's free possession forever. See the blood mark upon them, invisible to the human eye, but known to Christ. For the Lord knows those who are his. He forgets none of those whom he redeemed from among men. He counts the sheep for whom he laid down his life and inscribed their names on the palms of his hands. Isaiah 49:13. They are also his by conquest. What a battle he had in us before we would be won. How long he laid siege to our hearts. How often he sent us terms of capitulation, but we barred our gates and fenced our walls against him. We remember that glorious hour when he possessed our hearts. He placed his cross against the wall, scaled our ramparts, and planted on our strongholds the blood-red flag of his omnipotent mercy. Yes, we are indeed the conquered captives of his omnipotent love, thus chosen, purchased, and subdued. The rights of our divine possessor are inalienable. We rejoice that we never can be our own, and we desire, day by day, to do his will and show forth his glory.